Welcome to the podcast, God Wants to Talk to You. 15 minutes of Bible talk hosted by a regular guy, ordinary non-church affiliated layman named Michael.
And here we go. Talking about the Advent season. Welcome to the next episode of God Wants to Talk to You. You know, before I started, I wanted to reference a few things going on in the world. I love it when spiritual things are going on in the world that can deepen our faith. And I saw that the Pope was in Lebanon this week, and that was great. It's just good for Christianity to be out and interacting. And there were other leaders there from other churches who aren't Catholic, and they met with them, and it was a real good, like, peace gathering for Christians, which I really liked. But the highlight, and I first saw this on social media. When I looked at it, I go, well, that's fake. Somebody made that. And what's so weird, I immediately poo-pooed it. I didn't think, because there's so much AI out there and people do weird stuff and just try to make fake things that are put up there. I don't understand the joy people get out of that, but they do. And this was so awesome that I just assumed it was fake. And it was the last day that the Pope was in Beirut, in Lebanon, and there was a rainbow, a giant rainbow. And there's this town, I think Marissa, something like that. And it has a giant Virgin Mary statue. And the way it looked in all of the videos and photos that I saw, because then there ended up being a lot, and it ended up being real. It was a rainbow, and it really looked like it came down onto the Virgin Mary. I mean, what are the odds? A beautiful one-in-a-million shot to get that on film or to film that video and to see that rainbow coming down, and where you would usually find the pot of gold. It was coming, it looked like, from the angle of everything I saw, that it's coming down on the other end onto the Virgin Mary, this huge statue. It was amazing. And then to find out that that was real and that really happened, and it happened while the Pope was there, is just, it's inspiring to me. And you know why? Because Jesus is still working. We think, oh, well, nothing's happened for 2,000 years. No, stuff happens every day. And there are so many little signs out there for individuals, for groups, for everyone, and something like this for so many people to see, not just for someone to see. I think we've all had signs from God, from Jesus, in our lives that inspire us and keep us going on our faith journey, or that just ignite us. I think I've had a few that have just really, really launched me forward, have given me the motivation to really, really go. And I think everyone gets that along. If you are pursuing your faith journey, you'll have those moments or some miracle in your life. And I talked about one of the listeners, Lori, a while back, who needed some money and came to it. And by the way, something like that happened to me this week as well. So we had the Virgin Mary getting hit with the rainbow, and then I've been going into the holidays. You guys know my house burned down in the Palisades fire last year, and we've been really dealing with that, and things have been tough. And I really was like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do for Christmas presents. I'm just going to, well, you know, I have faith, and my joy will be to be with my family and to go to church on Christmas, and that'll be the great, you know, great day for me, and, you know, celebrate Jesus and the birth of Jesus. And then boom, like, money appeared. Pow, money appeared. Money that I was not expecting, money I did not see coming, bam, appeared. And I was like, well, I guess I can buy some presents now. So, and that was, to me, the greatest blessing. And when I saw that money, I immediately said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing me. And just, I'm so grateful. So much stuff out there. But that was a great, great thing this week, just to see those few things. And I've had beautiful sunrises in Los Angeles. I posted one of those up on the Instagram and up on the Rumble account. And it's just, you know, appreciate the small things, appreciate the great miracles that God gives us. And he is out there, and he is working, and he is letting us know. Just pay attention to the signs. They are out there. So as we are now in Advent, and I talked about, one of the things we're doing for Advent is not only are we celebrating the birth of Jesus, but we're celebrating the return of Jesus. Jesus is coming. He's coming back, and we need to be ready. And I found a good little reading that we'll do from the book of Romans, chapter 13, and it's picking up from verse 11, the day is near. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. And that's where we get caught up. We all have some desire of the flesh, whether it be money, lust, pornography, hate, anger. There's something that we all have that we're dealing with. And it's just telling you, put that aside and dress yourself in the love of Jesus. And I like this line, and we're going to go back and recap this real quick, when it says that you should let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Remember, from St. Paul, we get the armor of God. And what is the armor of God? Another thing to think about in your journey, and a great thing to visualize. This one I love. So if you're doing that and you're looking forward to Jesus coming and you're staying basically in top form, what we're all expected to be ready at any time. Jesus could come back at any time, and we've got to be ready for that. So a great way to be ready for that is to clothe ourselves in the armor of light, or to clothe ourselves in the armor of God. God is light. Jesus is the light. And the first thing of the armor of God is the belt of truth. The belt, if you think about it, and you're looking at like a Roman soldier when we're explaining the armor of God. But the belt is what held all the other armor together. They put their sword on there. Their shield came on. Like, everything could go on the belt. You're like Batman with your belt. And it's the belt of truth. Now, what does truth hold? Truth holds your life together. It keeps you from falling for lies. If you believe the truth, speak the truth, stay in the truth, you live honestly, you anchor your life in God's truth, you're on the right path. So the belt of truth is the first thing of the armor of God. The second thing is the breastplate of righteousness. Now, the breastplate, the most protective of all of the armor that you would have on if you were from that era. A breastplate protected the heart, all your vital organs. It was like a bulletproof jacket is really what it was. So your sword wouldn't go through the metal. So living in righteousness, obedience, integrity will protect our hearts from guilt, from shame, from spiritual attack. You're protecting all of your vital organs from darkness, from the evil one. So the breastplate of righteousness, live in righteousness, and you are clothed with that breastplate, that protection. Then the sandals are shoes of the gospel of peace, which basically, if you're out there fighting, they weren't running around barefoot. They had on, at the time, which was the best footwear they have. Now soldiers wear like a combat boot, but the gospel gives you that stability that you need when you're out there, when you're fighting. You need secure footwear. You need something to protect your feet so you get good footing. You won't slip, and you know, you're not walking around going, ow, ow, a rock, ow, that hurts. So the gospel gives you peace and stability. The gospel of peace. You can stand firm no matter what comes your way, no matter what hits you, no matter how hard the enemy hits you and knocks into you, you'll be able to stand your ground with the shoes of the gospel of peace. Now, this shield of earth, the Roman shield, you think Romans, they're carrying that shield. They got a sword and they got a shield on their arm. And that thing could, not only did it protect them from arrows and spears and swords, but it could even put out flaming arrows. So the shield of faith. So your faith blocks the enemy's attacks. Badness is coming at you. Darkness is coming at you. Temptation is coming at you. Those things that Paul just talked about in Romans 13, when he said, talking about drunkenness, sexual immorality, debauchery, all of that can be blocked with the shield of faith. You can block that out. Your spiritual discouragement, your doubt, your fear, enemy attacks, all of that can be blocked out with the shield of faith. Then the helmet of salvation. It's a helmet that goes on your head. If you get bunked in the head, nothing else is going to help you. You're going to get your head chopped off most likely. So salvation guards your mind. Your salvation is your identity in Christ, and that keeps you steady. Doubts, lies, attacks, anything like that. The helmet of salvation. And then, of course, we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's the only offensive weapon in this list. Everything else is a defensive weapon. Everything else is for you being attacked. But what can you attack with? What are you attacking with? Right here. It's in my hand. It is the Word of God. It is the Bible. God wants to talk to you, and He does it through this Bible. The only offensive weapon. God's Word defeats all lies, all temptation, and all spiritual deception, and answers every question you have. And it's in this book. It is our sword. It is what we are wielding when we're in this battle. The sword of the Spirit, the sword of the Word of God. So that's a great one there too. And then last but not least is prayer. So in spirit at all times, prayer keeps you connected to your general. Jesus, God, that's our general. Our 4-star general, our 5-star general, that's Jesus and God in this battle. And through prayer, that's like your walkie-talkie, direct connection to the higher-ups. And they let you know, keeps you connected, it strengthens you. And through staying connected to them, it strengthens every other piece of your armor, gives you that backup that you need. So that's a great way to prepare for the coming of the Lord. As we do this in Advent, we are celebrating the birth of Jesus, but we're also preparing for the return of Jesus, because Jesus will return, and it could be at any minute. So get that armor on, get ready, live the right way, live righteous, and I will see you in heaven when Jesus comes back. That would be a wonderful, wonderful time. I thank you guys for listening to the podcast all over the world. Shout out to everybody checking it out. Appreciate you. The only thing we ask here, I am a normal dude. I am not a doctor of anything. I am not smarter than you. I promise you that. I'm a security guard. I did the radio for a long time. I love entertaining, but I love the Word of God. I love reading it. I love sharing it and talking about it. And the only thing I ask is for you to pick up a Bible and read it. That's it. We don't want money. We don't need support. I'll take care of keeping this thing on with the help of God. And if God wants it on, He'll keep it on by keeping me employed in my real job as a security guard. And that's all we ask. Pick up your Bible and read it. Read some of the things we talk about. And today we read from Romans chapter 13, verse 11, the day is near, little chapter there. So thank you for listening. We'll talk to you again very soon with another episode of God Wants to Talk to You.
If you would like to contact us here at God Wants to Talk to You, follow us and reach out through Instagram at God Wants to Talk to You. Until next time, may the peace of our Lord be with you.